Welcome everyone to another edition of Drunk Agile. Pratik and I have been in these positions for 3 or 4 weeks now. it's dead. Moment
it's
of silence.
It had to.
just had to happen. We're joining us as always. We have Pratik. Nisha is offering emotional support right there. Hey Nisha, how you doing? I don't know if everybody saw Pratik's drinking a Weller. I'm still on a Blair Athol. Tonight's episode, Pratik. I'm going to let you take this one, or at least kick us off anyway. Without sounding too harsh, I'm going to say product people focus on the wrong things. Discuss.
Let's soften that a little bit. I'll soften that a little bit.
Wait, okay, so now I look like the asshole, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna just add a because at the end of that. All product people focus on the wrong thing because all common frameworks tell them to focus on the wrong thing. Like everything talks about what do you call it? Things like planning. They talk about things like looking forward and figuring out capacity and when will things be done and which are 6 months away from you. Everything talks about how do we plan for the future so our teams have the right things to be busy.
You forgot about the most important P word, which is prioritization, right? You forgot.
Oh yeah, prioritization. Yeah. What is the exact prioritization thing? What is the exact sequence, the right priority to work all of this stuff in that we won't even start for the next 2 months? And then we're planning on delivering over the course of the year.
So I got to know, Pratik, why is that the wrong thing to be focused on? Please. I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to pull up a chair here and watch you.
Because all that is just risk. That's all that is. We have no idea when we'll get to it. Because you all know the thing that you're supposed to start in 2 weeks from now, there are 20 things that are going to jump in front of it. We have no idea whether we'll get to this. We have no idea once we do get to it, how long it's going to take because things keep growing and we don't split them because while we're working on this, 20 other things jump in. We have all that is just risk. The thing that is completely de-risked, the thing that is completely free of risk is the thing that's already in the hand of the customer. The thing that you delivered a week ago is already in the hands of the customer. We can go find out. We can right now go find out, is that thing actually solving a problem? And do we need to try something else in order to solve that problem? We're focusing completely on the wrong end. The thing that has the least amount of risk with it, let's focus on that.
Yeah, I want to double down because I mean you went there. You didn't go there maybe as strongly as I thought you were going to go there, but all these P words and some other words that are in there, but planning and prioritization and all of that stuff, and this is where again I'm always stealing Pratik's thunder here, but all of that stuff is focused on when things should start, right? That's where the emphasis is being put. When you talk about planning, when you talk about prioritization, your focus is on when things start. Guess what? Your customers, for the most part, don't care when things start. What they really care about is when things finish. And that's where your emphasis should be. So if you think about all those agile frameworks out there and all the practices around planning and prioritization and estimation, it's all that's all infrastructure for when should we start things. Who cares? We'll talk maybe a different episode. We'll talk about who cares when things start because we kind of care, but we kind of don't. What we really care about is when things finish. This is a whole stop starting, start finishing thing. Help me out.
Yeah, there are essentially three types of, this is just my framework, no one else's, I think, or at least our framework. There are three types of risk. Are we solving the right problem? Are we solving it the right way? And are we solving it at the right time? To me, those are the unknowns that exist that we need to resolve as we design our processes. Are we solving it at the right time has already been resolved for the things that are delivered. So let's go figure out, and hopefully we selected the right problem to solve. So let's go figure out, did we solve it in the right way? Did we actually solve that problem? While this thing is in the midst of your process, that's when we can affect delivery and are we solving it at the right time the most? And are we solving it in the right way quite a bit? Because we can consistently get feedback. When this thing is in the backlog, we probably cannot affect any of those. So the questions we need answered, the unknowns that we have are least present in the things that are already delivered. They are a little more present in the things that are in process, and they are most present in the things that are before our process. Rather remove the unknowns from that we can remove as quickly as possible.
So Pratik and I haven't talked about this, so we'll probably talk about it and, you know, kind of go offline and or maybe hash it out right here, but back later and address this in an upcoming episode. I would have said in a capitalist world, there's only one risk. And that is the customer willing to pay us for what we're spending our time on right now?
I'd be curious. Investment.
I'd be curious how your three risks map to my one risk and are those all kinds of the, you know, four sides to the same coin, Pratik? Yeah, think about it. Think about it. Think about it.
I think they're just three slices of the same pie. I think yours is the entire pie and mine are the three slices to it.
We'll come up. Sometime when we're not two whiskeys in, we'll come. Although
they are three drinks in the same bottle.
We usually do better when we've finished a bottle. Okay. But, so yeah, risk. Back to risk.
But that's the thing. It's to take that ROI perspective on it though. You know, there are stuff you have not invested money in. There's stuff you're currently investing money in. And there's stuff you've invested a whole bunch of money in and gotten to the customer. Which one should you be most worried about, whether it gives you some return or not? You've done zero investment, some investment, a lot of investment. The thing that you've done a lot of investment in, that's the thing I would want to make sure gets me some return. So instead of focusing on the end where you've done no investment, let's focus on the end where we've done the most investment.
And Julia Wester, if you haven't seen her work, she's done some interesting work in this area, you know, where she talks about, again, forgive me, Julia, because I'm three drinks in, but I think she essentially divides a Kanban board into three sections. One is kind of options. Anything that we've started working on, anything that we've invested in is a liability. Anything that we've put in the hands of a customer, you know, is an asset. And it's like, that's really kind of how you got to be thinking about this. And it plays directly into what you're talking about from risk. All, can I say it this way? All liability is risk. I think I can say that this way. All liability is, you know, is, or potential risk. It's potential risk.
Maybe I should say it that way.
So,
well, I think risk, now we're getting deep into this. I think risk in itself represents potential loss and potential profit. So I think it's fine.
No, anyway.
Yeah. But the reason we went down this tirade,
how did we get here? Where are we?
Reason after three whiskeys we got here was that initial question, the initial point of almost just go look through all the agile literature that exists around planning and prioritization and all the other P words that Dan mentioned. And then compare the volume of that to how much exists in terms of verifying whether you delivered value or not. I'm willing to bet it's a 100-to-1 ratio. The art of planning, and then no wonder product folks are more driven to thinking about prioritization and all that stuff rather than, hey, we delivered this. Did we actually deliver some value?
Yeah. So I think we can kind of leave it there for tonight. A spoiler alert, just so everybody knows, this product stuff is something that, that Pratik and I will be talking a lot about, a lot more in the not so distant future. We'll probably have like a more official announcement, maybe kind of about this in the not so distant future as well. So these are just some things that are on our mind, you know, right now. Just really what a poor job that we've done. And by the way, we're not blaming product managers. We're not blaming product owners out there. It's just, we like most things in Agile, we've been told the wrong things. We've been taught the wrong stuff. And so we're just not equipped with the right tools to kind of solve some of these problems. So, more on that a little bit later. So before that, as always, Pratik, last word, anything to wrap this up?
Yeah. You don't manage a product backlog.
see the previous episode or whatever. Yeah. Great. With that, for Pratik, for the star of the show, Nisha,
she's
hashtag
a little hidden now. Yeah.
Hashtag yeah. No product backlogs. Yeah. For Nisha, for Pratik, my name is Daniel Vacanti. As always, leave us what do you think? You know, what do you think about this idea of, you know, product managers focusing on the wrong things? We'd love to hear from that. In the meantime, thanks for watching, and we will see you in the next episode.